There are some very simple things of logic that we can use when we reason about God's Word and the Bible that really bring out very strong points when we think about how we live and how we serve God according to His Word. I want you to think of this story. Say you hire a man to come paint your living room, and you want it to be a basic white. And so you hire the man, you say, paint my living room white. And you go away throughout your day and do your chores and go to work, and you come back expecting that room to be painted white as you told the man to paint it. Well, when you walk in the front door, you see that one wall is white, but another wall is blue, and another wall is green, and the other wall is yellow. And you say, well, why didn't you paint it white like I told you? And he said, well, I painted it white, but I also painted it red, green, and yellow. You didn't tell me not to paint it those colors. Well, you see the silliness in that? When you told that man to paint your living room white, you excluded all other colors that are out there. Red, green, blue, white, yellow, black, everything else that is out there that could be painted on those walls, you excluded when you told the man to paint your living room white. Well, now take that idea, which we call the law of exclusion, and apply it to God's Word. When God says to do something, that excludes all other possibilities that we might throw in or that we might want to bring in for ourselves. If God didn't say it, it's not something that we should do unless He authorizes it in His Word somewhere. So think about how we worship. One of the most basic issues that comes up has been a divisive issue for many, many years, is that of worship and our singing to God in worship. We consider Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19 and also Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. We are commanded to sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. And simply the command there is to sing. Well, some might come along and say, well, God didn't say not to clap. God didn't say not to bring in an instrument. God didn't say not to do any realm of things that we might like to add to that command of God. But you know what? The very simple fact is that God said to sing and make melody in your heart. When God gave us that command, it excluded all of the possibilities that we might like to use ourselves. And that's the simple law of exclusion that can be applied to any of the New Testament commands and anything to the Bible in the whole. When God said to do something, do it His way and no other way. And we go back to the simple fact of worship. In John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is spirit, and those that worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. We must have the right action and the right attitude and do it the way God commanded, and realize that the law of exclusion, according to the Bible, rules out all other possibilities that we might like to throw in ourselves. The silence of the Scriptures, therefore, is just as authoritative as the Scriptures themselves. Let us always remember that law and its application to God's Word in our daily lives.